Take charge of your money with myself, Brendan Dale. Discussions and interviews on all things personal finance, from budgeting, saving, investing, insurance, financial planning, life goals, and more. Visit takechargeofyourmoney.blog for more content. This episode, and in fact the whole season, is sponsored by Naked. Not a fan of phone calls? With Naked, you can switch car insurance in under 90 seconds without having to talk to anyone. Get a final quote online, and if you like the price, which you probably will, you can sign up instantly. Visit naked.insure to find out how Naked is making insurance quicker and easier than ever before. Naked, the new way to cover your stuff. Naked Financial Technology is an authorized FSP. And as a side note, I know we all hate ads, but I use Naked myself for two cars and my household insurance. I love them. I'm very happy to recommend them. And I'm very pleased that they are willing to sponsor this podcast, especially as it's a brand new podcast and we're only on season one. So please go ahead and support them. I'll put the link in the description below. I can't believe that we're on the final episode of my first season of the Take Charge of Your Money podcast. My guest today, Tinuku Ngobeni, you describe yourself as a personal finance fanatic. You've got an awesome YouTube channel with great videos on financial literacy, entrepreneurship, and self-development. And we're going to be talking about budgeting today, so I'm really keen to get into that, and I'm keen to hear your thoughts on it. But maybe we could just start. You can share a bit more about yourself and where people can find you.
So I am Tinuku Ngobeni. I am born and bred in Tembisa, and I am a BSc graduate. So full-time, I work in the science field. And in my spare time, I share personal finance knowledge on my social media platforms. Yeah, my aim more than anything is just to just spread the knowledge with everyone, because I feel like I didn't have this information. So more than anything, I just want to help someone else. And yeah, if anyone needs to find me, they can find me on my social media platforms, on Twitter, Instagram, also on YouTube. It's Tinuku Ngobeni everywhere. So yes. That's where they can
Great stuff.
Find.
Thank you. And yes, I'll also add your links into the podcast description. So it's hopefully you get some new followers from this. So to me, budgeting, it's a bit like going to the dentist. You know, it's something I think most people know that you should do it. And I think most people have heard of it, but we just don't do it. I mean, myself included, for many years, I just ignored budgeting. But why do you think we don't budget?
I think we don't budget because it's too much, you know, it's too realistic, you know. Personally, I also feel like sometimes I don't want to do it. And it's just because it's just facing the truth sometimes that is so hard, you know. So I think many of us ignore it because we're just scared of, you know, facing our finances.
And what are some of the misconceptions maybe about budgeting?
I think the biggest thing about it is that people think that you need to earn a lot of money to actually start budgeting. And people also feel, I think the biggest one is that people feel like budgeting is very restrictive. You know, people don't know that you can actually budget for the fun stuff as well. So yeah, I think those are the two biggest misconceptions on my side.
Yeah, no, I agree with people thinking it's restrictive, because that is also, that's something I often hear myself. And, it, you know, to me, it's really just a plan. Like it's a plan of what you're going to do to make it through the month and to do your fun things, but also to do those boring necessities that you just unfortunately have to do.
One thing I want to add when it comes to the budget, you know, it's something that I posted about yesterday. Né? More than anything, I feel like people underestimate the power of budgeting. You know, social media puts so much pressure on, oh my gosh, I'm investing, dividends, oh this, right? But people don't understand that you don't rush the process. The first step is that you need to actually get to a point where you are comfortable with your finances. You need to be able to manage your money, right? You need to budget, right? And then as soon as you master that, that's where you move on to the savings. And then when you master that, you move on to investing. So more than anything, people underestimate budgeting, but it sets the tone for the whole journey. So yeah, people need to take it a bit more seriously. I don't want to be too boring, but that's the truth.
That is very well put. It's like the fundamental, it's the step one of this financial journey.
Yes. I think the fact that I started from zero, because I used to be so terrible with my money, oh my gosh. I think that's why I can attest to this, you know, is because I went through it. I went from one step to the next, and I can actually see how that has been, how that is benefiting me today. Start small and understand it's a journey. You know, you will get to the point where you need to start investing and you're going to be making your money work for you and stuff. But it's really important. It's really, really important.
Budgeting is doing the legwork and actually changing your mindset and how you handle your finances. And that's going to affect your life. It's going to affect the whole future and how you do things.
It helps. Budgeting helps. Because that's where you find out. Like, that's where you get the truth. Like, the real truth. The budget tells you exactly who you are. Like, because even with me, when I started budgeting, that's when I started realizing a lot about myself. You know, I started seeing my weaknesses. And then, you know, the moment you know your weaknesses, you know where to start when it comes to actually fixing your problems. You know, I don't know.
That makes perfect sense. So when did you learn about budgeting yourself?
I spent so many years of my life not knowing about this whole financial literacy space. I didn't even know that people were budgeting. I didn't know people were saving. I really didn't know any of this information. I think I only got exposed to it in 2019. And, you know, I started budgeting then. And then I started mastering it maybe 2020. You know, so it hasn't really been a long time. But, yeah. That's when I started, and yeah, I feel like it's really working.
That's awesome. That's awesome. How did you start though? How do you make a budget?
For me, I'm a pen and paper type of girl, so more than anything, you don't really need a lot of things. The first thing that you need is that you need to know how you've been spending your money. So maybe keeping track of maybe your financial records for the past 3-6 months. And then more than anything, you just need to check what you're actually spending your money on. And then you just need a pen and paper, and then you just jot everything down, you know, just trying to find a balance between your income and your expenses. Mm.
And did you find that in your head you don't admit, or you would think that you actually spend less money on some things, and when you look at your bank statements, you find you actually spend more money?
Yes, I feel like, you know, when you're not budgeting, when you're budgeting in your head, you really think that you have everything under control. But the moment you get the figures, you realize that, oh my gosh, I've actually been overspending, you know. So, oh my gosh, I think that has happened with me so many times.
And when making a budget, I don't know if you've experienced it yourself, but I think it's a big reality for lots of people. When you're doing your budget, you actually just can't do everything you want. We've all just got a set amount of money, and now there's savings, there's emergency fund, there's fund. How do you actually make it work?
I think more than anything, it's just to prioritize, you know, a few things. Because, yeah, man, there's a lot that actually goes into this life thing. You know, there's a lot. You know, you've got your normal groceries, you've got petrol, you've got children, you've got a lot. And you're trying to do everything. You want an emergency fund, you want to save, you want to invest. It's really a lot. So I think more than anything is just understanding that this thing is a journey. And that you need to be patient with yourself. You know, maybe don't try to rush everything. You know, just try to find a balance of everything. Prioritize what's important at that moment. And then, yeah, work on, you know, improving it as time goes.
Now, I like what you're saying there, because that's actually a very good point, in that you can make a budget for this month and for the next month maybe, but it doesn't have to stay the same always. Sort of month by month you can alter things and tweak things, and then as your finances become better, you find space for all these extra things that you want. What would you say are your top 3 tips for people making a budget?
The first one is that you need to be realistic with what you're trying to budget for. You know, I think it's very nice for you to, you know, dream and wish to save this amount of money, but then it's not realistic. You know, you need to just be realistic about everything. Because the more realistic you are, the higher the chances of you sticking to your budget and not actually giving up on this whole process. I used to do it before. Like, I would have these dreams, and then in the end, I would be so discouraged. And if you were to check, it was based on the fact that I was not being realistic. So, yeah, more than anything, be realistic. And the second thing is that, you know, it's important for you to actually review your budget regularly. Months are not the same. Situations are not the same. So the best thing that you need to do is that every month check it out. Check if what you did last month applies to the following month, you know, and then adjust it so that, you know, you can actually make it work. And then the third thing for me is that as much as we are budgeting and we're trying to be on this financial journey, we're trying to be disciplined and everything, you need to always make space for rewarding yourself. You know, self-care is important. You need to include it even in your budget, and you shouldn't restrict yourself too much. I think that's the third thing for me.
I like that. So it's being realistic, reviewing your budget, and making space for rewards. Those are definitely great tips. For someone who's got the YOLO mindset, you only live once, and they are just wanting to spend because you don't know what's going to happen tomorrow, what advice would you give someone like that who thinks budgeting is just a waste of time?
My advice to someone who feels that they just want to live their life, you know, you only live once and they just want to have fun, is that you need to be mindful of the things that you're doing right now, because they're actually going to affect that the life that you're going to live in the next few years, right? I understand that the word budget, you know, the word budget is so stressful. It stresses people out. But then I think the most important thing is that you need to understand why you're doing it. You know, you need to realize that we don't just budget for fun. We're really doing it because it actually controls us. It helps us to do better with our money. But you need to ask yourself what you're trying to achieve, you know, in the next 5 years, in the next 10 years, you know, in the long term, right? And then you need to understand that budgeting will actually help you to get there. You know, if you're living a YOLO lifestyle, then the chances of you, you know, working when you're over 60 are very high, and nobody wants that, you know. So more than anything, I would advise that, yes, you can have fun, you know, but then just try to find a balance and also plan ahead for your future. Like, it's really not that, it's not impossible, you know. So yeah, you can have fun, but then you just need to find a balance for everything.
Yeah, I like what you were alluding to there. Budgeting is a tool that you're using to help you achieve your dreams and help you actually get where you want to get. Otherwise, yeah, your YOLO life, I mean, you might be living a good life, but you also, in a few years' time, you might be wondering, what have I done with my life? And yeah, just having some kind of plan for your finances will make a huge difference.
I agree, because I feel the same way, even with me, right? I feel like I spent so many years wasting so much money, you know, and then now I just sit and I think about it and it gives me nightmares. So if possible, I would advise that someone else doesn't go through what I'm going through, you know. So the best thing to do is to just live a more responsible life more than anything and just find a balance.
Excellent. Thank you so much. I really appreciate what you've said. The tips that you've given are great and good advice for people listening. So thank you so much for your time and for sharing with us about budgeting. So just as a reminder, this episode and in fact the whole season is sponsored by Naked. That's naked.insure, and I'm going to put the link down in the description below. So please check them out.